Welcome back to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. As always, I am Dominique Proganoskis. Did last lesson's soothing spells propel you to a stellar slumber? I hope you woke feeling rested and refreshed. And how was your day? Did you try reciting any spells of your own? This evening, we're moving on to a new magic skill, and this entire program could not exist without it. Can you guess what skill that might be? I hear that many of you have made the right guess. You may wonder how I know what you've guessed. It is because of today's topic, telepathy. Telepathy means communicating with our minds, and it's how you can hear my voice right now, wherever you are around the world. Of all my greatest accomplishments, I think I'm most proud about the innovation of using telepathy for education. It's broken down the barriers that used to keep wonderful children like you from getting anywhere near a school of wizardry. If I had had the chance to learn magic from the comfort of my own bed, that would have been like a dream. So let's demystify how telepathy works. Please welcome back Professor Fogwaters and his colleague, Houtini.
My ears are tingling. Could it be that someone was speaking about me? My mistake. It was just Teeny's feathers tickling my ear. Stop that, Teeny. Off my shoulder. Go perch on your... what's it called? Perch. Strange. The tingling is still there.
Professor, I believe your ears are tingling because I just said your name.
Just as I sensed. Perhaps my ears are extra sensitive because I've been so focused on preparing tomorrow's telepathy lesson. What do you mean today's lesson is telepathy? Is it tomorrow already?
Oh, Emerald, I sent out a telepathic message about some schedule changes. Didn't you receive it? You see, Teeny got the message.
Oh, I know what happened. I needed to cut down on distractions, so I turned on my telepathic away message. Let me flip that off now. Oh, pardon me. Taking in a few dozen messages at once can feel a bit like a jolt of lightning. But I'm all caught up now and ready for today's lesson.
Good. I'll leave you to it.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. Let's get straight to today's lesson on teleportation. On telekinesis. On Fender Telecasters? Welcome to today's lesson on telepathy. Now, some of you may be wondering, if we haven't learned about telepathy yet, how have we been using it this whole time? Good question. While telepathy involves communication between one or more people... Yes, between one or more creatures, it only requires one individual to establish and maintain that telepathic connection, provided that individual is a master telepath, like Director Proganoskis, or myself. Or Teeny, of course. So we've been able to conduct the first few lessons successfully, despite all of you being inexperienced in the craft. But before we move to some of our more complex forms of magic, it will help if we first strengthen our telepathic bond. Telepathy requires imagination and visualization. You start by closing your eyes and picturing who you want to communicate with. Then you think of a message you want to send. So how does the message find its way? That's right, the magic spark. At its heart, telepathy is about sharing your magic spark with others, recognizing that every individual has their own magic spark. Imagine wrapping your message up inside your spark, then send it out to carry the message until it connects with that person's spark. Indeed, it helps to add a visual metaphor. Teeny likes to visualize the message as a feather floating on the wind. My personal favorite is a bit more rudimentary. Have you ever made a telephone out of two tin cans and a piece of string? You can picture that string connecting with someone else, then send your message as a light traveling along the string. Once the connection is established, you can freely communicate back and forth. And of course, you can open more than one connection at a time to communicate among a group, as we are doing now. I've imagined several dozen cans and strings zigzagging out to all of you. It looks a bit like a glowing spider web in my mind. Now I've made Teeny hungry. We'd better go find a few spiders for you to nibble on. Director Proganoskis can guide you from here. Sleep tight, everyone.
Let's wind down with a telepathic visualization. Close your eyes. Take a few slow, deep breaths as you allow your magic spark to glow brightly. Let's take this opportunity to have a few students introduce themselves telepathically. I should mention that when you hear messages from someone else, it sounds much like hearing their voice, though maybe a little spacey and distant. But when you send out your own message, what you hear may sound more like a musical vibration, like this. I'll call on a few students to send out a telepathic hello to the rest of the class. Let's start with Obi from Nigeria. Hello, Obi.
Hello.
Bonjour to Lily in France.
Bonjour.
Konnichiwa to Akari in Japan.
Konnichiwa.
And of course, hello to you. Send back your own hello. Good job, everyone. Let's continue our practice by sending out a simple message of peace to several individuals. We'll use a phrase that is common among certain wizards as a sign of respect. Perhaps you've noticed me say it at the end of each lesson. May your spark glow bright. First, picture someone special to send this message to. Yourself. Speaking to yourself in your own mind is a wonderful way to develop your telepathic voice. Close your eyes if you haven't already. Continue breathing slowly and deeply, in and out. Picture yourself in your mind, your face, your hair, the color of your eyes, the shape of your nose, your smile. Now picture a light shining inside you as you repeat this phrase inside your mind. May your spark glow bright. Now let's send the same message out to someone else. Think about someone who is special to you. It could be a parent, a sibling, a friend, maybe even a pet. Whoever it is, picture them in your mind now. Take a deep breath. Now imagine sending them your glow as you repeat this phrase in your mind. May your spark glow bright. as long as you're still thinking of them, why not send another message? Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell that person? Maybe thank you. You're nice. I love you. Take a moment to think of anything you'd like to tell them and send that message their way. Let's try one more. This one will really begin to expand the limits of your telepathy. You're going to send a message to someone you don't know very well. If you like, you can choose one of the other students whose voices you heard a few minutes ago. Try imagining Obi from Nigeria, Lily from France, or Akira from Japan. Once you've picked who you're sending this message to, spend a moment imagining them, their name, their voice. If you know where in the world they are located, picture the earth and a glowing dot where they live. Now take a deep breath and imagine sending them your glow as you repeat this phrase in your mind. May your spark glow bright. Now picture the telepathic connections you have made between yourself, someone special to you, and someone you don't know well. Imagine glowing lines of light connecting your magic spark with theirs. Remember, just as you have a unique spark inside, so does every other person you meet. Continue breathing deep, slow, relax, and imagine the sparks of 1,000 other young wizards glowing all around the globe, like stars twinkling in the night sky. May your spark glow bright as I bid you goodnight. Sleep deep and sleep tight.